Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. And joining us here this morning is Ryan Wagner with the South Dakota Corn Growers. USMCA, first of all, that's bigger impact for corn.
Right, yeah. Mexico is our number one export market for corn. So getting USMCA across the finish line is a huge priority for us. It's been a long time coming, and I think it's time to get that passed. And
the President Donald Trump with his waiving refineries, big issue, hot topic for ethanol. It got some people heated here today.
Right, yeah, it's at the top of mind a lot of farmers. It was just a couple weeks ago that the announcement was made that an additional 1.4 billion gallons of ethanol demand has been essentially lost off the RFS because of these waivers. And ethanol is a huge market for us. It uses, roughly 40% of the corn that we grow in the United States. So when you take away that demand base, it is a big deal for farmers, and it's definitely got our attention, and it's got people very upset.
Yeah, it seems opposite of what he said he was going to do.
Right, his campaign promises have been he's going to be with us farmers. He's, behind ethanol, 100%. So it was really disappointing, I guess, to say the least, to see those refinery waivers announced again. And this isn't the first time. A year ago, we had an additional 34 waivers a year ago. So 31 this time around, 1.4 billion gallons of lost ethanol demand. It's not good.
Yeah. I mean, wow, we're trying to build this up, and here we are losing it.
Right, yeah, and, along the same lines, ethanol export demand has been hit. Our panel today was talking a lot about trade, and China has some obvious problems with air quality in their country, and they would like to use ethanol, but the tariffs that we have on our ethanol to export into China are limiting trade there as well. So it's hitting us on all sides in the ethanol.
You mentioned that India is a place we could tap into that would be a great place to get some ethanol.
Yeah, absolutely. India has worse air quality problems than China, and they do have limited domestic production, but they have protectionist policies in place to protect their domestic producers, and they're not meeting their mandate either because their producers can't produce enough ethanol. So that's a key market for us, hopefully, to develop going forward. They know they need to clean up their air. It's becoming a social issue over there. People are really starting to raise awareness about it and become upset about the problem. And when we have the solution right here for them, and it's just a matter of going over there and having a discussion with them and possibly getting them to open up their market to us, because they could definitely use the help on air quality, and corn-based ethanol is the answer to that.
Is that looking like something that could be a positive or something that could possibly happen?
India is a very complicated place to do business, as anybody that's ever tried to do business over there knows. So it's going to take some time, but I think there's potential there. We just need to open some doors and have a discussion with them, and hopefully one day, 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, hate to set a timeline, but hopefully some point in the future we'll be having this discussion, and we can tell a success story about how we help them with some of their air quality issues.
That's a really big market to tap into.
Oh yeah, India's got the second highest population in the world after China, so very densely populated, very industrialized nation. It's a market we'd love to get into.
Did you say that Japan was our number two importer of corn?
Yes, that's correct. Japan is our number two importer of corn. Has been a solid, reliable customer for us for quite a long time. They're number two behind Mexico, which is number one.
Again, that's Ryan Wagner with the South Dakota Corn Growers Association. With this Ag Update, I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Eric will be back with more Inside Ag right after this.